The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, Donegal take on Kerry on Sunday in the All-Ireland football final. The atmosphere and build-up is hitting fever pitch at Downing's GAA club, that's Cumann Lough Glasscoil na Dúnamh in Donegal. Henry McKean took a trip to Donegal and he sent us this report.
I might go to Croker if I get the Donegal tickets for it.
And do you think you'll be able to get a Donegal ticket?
I'd say so, yeah.
And when you grow up, do you want to play for Donegal?
I'd love to play for Donegal.
And do you think you could? Do you think you've got the skill? And
yeah, I think I could play for Donegal someday. I think I'll be 2.19 to Donegal, 2.14 to Kerry.
And, you know, if Donegal do win, how will you celebrate?
I might go out in 0-0.
So we're here in Downing's. My name is Tanya Roberts-Bryan and I'm the communications officer here in CLG na Dúnamh. And the buzz is really building about the parish and the community and we can't wait for Sunday.
So for you in the final, that All-Ireland build-up here in Donegal, you can feel it in the air, can't you?
Definitely. What Jim McGuinness has brought back to Donegal, given the people belief and that excitement, and here we are in an All-Ireland final. I think for me, the GAA, it's about bringing people together, and it really is a place that where we all belong. And like out here, we have our very youngest members from 6. We have people coming to matches, like we have babies. Danny over here beside me was 3 the last time Donegal won in All-Ireland. So it's absolutely fantastic, and it's not about the winning and about the sport. It's about bringing people together and everybody having that same belief and passion for the one thing.
I'm Danny, and I'm the PRO for the Downing's GAA page, and I play with the seniors and under-16s. It's really exciting. I think Donegal will definitely pull through and win by a few points. I think Kerry will keep up with us until like the 56th minute, to be honest.
My name's JP Gallagher, and I'm from Gaelanada. And this is my first year coaching Cool Camps here, and this week I'm in na Dúnamh, CLG na Dúnamh. I was 5 when Donegal won the Ireland last, and that game actually was the first time I saw Gaelic football, and I actually was the reason why I started, and it's just a great boost for the county. I mean, everyone's talking about it, it's all over, and it's just, everyone's just, there's such a boost, and everyone's just that bit more energised.
So Jimmy wins matches, will he win this match?
That's going to be a really tough one. I think the big two words is David Clifford, but I mean, we've got 15 players and Kerry don't have, they have 4 maybe that really need to be worried about.
So will you be watching the game here in Donegal or will you travel to Croker?
No, I'm watching it here. I think as soon as we lift the cup, you know, the party will start here. And this is a place to watch it. This is the home.
And why is Donegal so good at GAA? Why is it in your blood?
That's a tricky one. I suppose we're a wee bit different. It just means a lot here. You know, we're not hurling. We're not essentially that big into soccer or anything else. Football is the big thing here, and it brings communities together every single year. So it does. It just means a lot to every single community. And, you know, it's been 9 years since we've been in an All-Ireland final, and we're really excited to be back.
When we take Kerry and when we take Donegal, both absolutely stunning, beautiful counties. Which county is more beautiful, on and off the pitch?
Well, I've been to Killarney, I've been to Tralee, and, you know, Moll's Gap is stunning, but, you know, it doesn't compare to Donegal. You know, Donegal is extreme beauty. Fanna Lighthouse, Knock Yalla, Warden Beach, you know, Sleeve League. The beauty in the field as well. Donegal, like, we're a fast transitioning team. It's not often there's slow build-ups. I mean, Kerry have good footballers, good style of play, but Donegal, it's fast, it's hard running, it's intense, and the type of style that Jim McGuinness in particular brings is, it's really interesting to watch, so it is.
I think Donegal's going to win all the final. I love the way the Donegal players play, and I love Michael Murphy as my favourite player. I like the Gaelic Football Association.
Yeah, Kerry is the favourites.
And it's good to be the underdog, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the game. Because they've got Downings and they've got Michael Murphy.
Hi, my name's Emma and I'm from Milford. The All-Ireland final is a huge build-up for the county, unreal for the parish, and the atmosphere is class. The All-Ireland semi-final, the atmosphere is unbelievable. Like, anyone should be lucky enough to experience it. And just, it's unreal for the county.
So do you feel that unreal feeling? It's the first time, you know, they might win since 2012.
Yeah, fairly confident that they'll win, and hopefully the boys will hold through in the day. Yeah, it'll be some party in Donegal town on Monday night anyway.
And you can never underestimate Donegal, can you?
No, you never know what they're full of. Gyms full of ideas, and hopefully they'll have plenty of ideas on Sunday.
And why do you love Gaelic football?
Just the community and the people that it brings together.
And will you be an all-star one day?
Hopefully. Hope so.
How are you feeling about Sunday?
Good. I think they would win, 100%.
And why do you think that?
Because, like, they have Oisin and Michael Murphy taking the two-pointers and all that.
Well, I think they're going to win because of Michael Murphy. The performance is so good in them.
We're going to the Carrigart Hotel.
You're going to go to the Carrigart?
The last match, I was at it in Crewe Park.
Yeah, I think we're going to win it.
And how does it feel for the county to get to the final against Kerry? How exciting is that?
Good.
You can just win.
Kerry was a good team. They made it to the final. And Donegal, I think Donegal would beat Kerry 100%.
I am Manish Friel. I work for Donegal GAA.
How exciting is this GAA All-Ireland final on Sunday?
It's going to be unreal now. Everybody's really excited about it. We're looking forward to it. You can probably see all the villages and towns are all covered in flags. Everybody's, all the kids are buzzing for it. It's going to be something else now, especially when we win.
So you're confident. Will you make it to Crow Park?
I won't make it up myself, no. I won't. I'm hoping now if I do get tickets, I have a sister who's just arrived home from Australia today, so I'm hoping that she might avail of my ticket and go. She's very excited about it. So she is.
My name's Hugo McLaughlin, former club secretary here at CLG Nadunav for a long number of years. Now just an ordinary member. It means an awful lot. We're really looking forward to it, and we're quietly confident.
So quietly confident, and that's probably the best place to be, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because you wouldn't want to be going in as raging hot favourites. We all saw what happened to the favourites last weekend.
I'm having a chat with Doogie. Doogie, you're a Monaghan man living in Donegal since the 1980s. So who are you supporting on Sunday? Will it be Donegal or will it be Kerry?
Well, I'd have to favour Donegal. I'm living up here a long time. I'm actually coaching in the Muff GA club, near Padraig Cathain, where Caelan McColligan is a player. So I'll be putting my support behind Caelan for Sunday. Expect a tight game, go to the wire, and tactics will probably see it out. And Jim McGuinness is the master tactician, and I expect Jim to have a plan to deal with David Clifford.
And do you think Jim will, you know, produce some magic out of his hat?
Well, he's a proven record of getting to a semi-final one year and winning it the following year, so I expect that template to continue, to be fair. There's great excitement in the county all round, and I think Jim has created a buzz. You can see here at the Cool Camp in Downings, the excitement, the numbers, and when the break at lunchtime for a bite to eat, they're all singing Jimmy's winning matches, so it's infectious, you know.
And do you think Jimmy will win this match?
I think he will. I'm going to go for Donegal by 3.
Who is going to win?
Donegal, definitely.
And why do you think that?
They're really good. Donegal. Kerry have a chance, but Donegal are definitely going to.
So Kerry have a chance?
No.
And what about you?
I think Donegal's going to win because they beat nearly every other one, and I think they're they're going to win.
Oh, my sister was wearing a Kerry top, and then one of the waitress said that who's going to win, and she was just like, I don't know.
I think Donegal are going to win because they've worked hard, really hard this year, and I think they have it.
I think Donegal are going to win because they are just breathtaking. They beat one of the best teams in the league.
Kerry doesn't have a chance. Like, I know they won and all, but, like, still, Donegal's winning.
Jimmy matches! Jimmy games!
Up Donegal. Well, that's the atmosphere at Downing's GAA Club in Donegal, getting ready for the All-Ireland final against Kerry at Croke Park on Sunday. And that report from Henry McKean. And by the way, there'll be a report on the Kerry side of things later on in the day on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.